coming up on All Access.
We welcome you to New Era Field at Ralph Wilson Stadium here in Orchard Park, New York.
They do all the talking about the Patriots, yo. What about the Bills?
Sure,
it's our home. We about to protect this dirt right here.
You know how we do, baby. We make plays. That's what we do. We're making plays today.
Brady pumps. He pumps twice. Throws downfield for Gronkowski. He leaps to bring it down. Over the defender. Yeah. And has it. Burkett. Speed past the down. Reaching for the goal line. Touchdown.
Great job. Great job.
That's a team win, Al. Team win.
Derek Lee has an interception and a sack now against his former team.
I knew I had a role here, but I didn't know the extent to it. So I just had to, you know, prepare, you know, for the worst and, you know, for the best.
The throw gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance. A 99-yard touchdown play.
They prevail over the Dolphins today in Week 12 by the final score of 35-17.
This game really is its own entity, and our preparation needs to start from the beginning.
Patriots took care of business in beating Buffalo for the 10th win of the season. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. 10 wins sounds great, but in the big picture, the Patriots are looking for more. The opportunity for win number 11 comes on Monday night, when for the 12th time in franchise history, the Patriots and Dolphins will meet on Monday Night Football. Getting that win was made more difficult with the suspension of tight end Rob Gronkowski, who is out for the Miami game after his vicious hit in Buffalo. We'll discuss the Gronk suspension and the Dolphins, but we begin the show with the sights and sounds of the win over Buffalo.
Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Playmakers.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
On the special forces group, but we special. They call us in to make big plays, crazy plays, change the game. That's what we do.
That's how we do, baby. We make plays. That's what we do. We're making plays today.
Well, let's go change the game. Let's be great today, baby.
All day, every day. All four of us, baby. Here we go.
They do all the talking about the Patriots, yo. What about the Bills?
Shit, it's our home. We about to protect this dirt right here.
Okay.
Hey, we came up here for one reason, fellas, to do what we do, fellas. Let's get it rolling.
One word to take, baby. Believe. Believe all game. Today changes our lives forever.
Dominate these boys from beginning to end.
Be great on three. One, two, three.
Be great.
Dominate on three. One, two, three.
Let's go. DBs on three. One, two, three.
Be great on three. One, two, three. Right.
Everybody, we ball out. Ball out on three. One, two, three.
Ball out.
Let's go, baby.
Let's put back-to-back wins up, y'all.
We welcome you to New Era Field at Ralph Wilson Stadium here in Orchard Park, New York. Week 13 encounter of the 9-2 New England Patriots and the 6-5 Buffalo Bills.
Good to see you, boys. Good to see you.
Keith, you good?
Let's go.
Let's go. Play with your hands. Play nasty now. Let's go.
Toss sweep from McCoy. 45, 50 with a stutter step.
I got answers. Let's go. Got out tempo.
He throws it.
Oh,
picked off.
Go, baby.
Intercepted. Eric Lee. Is good.
Boy, Steve.
That's the way this game should be. Hey, y'all said it all week
after a hold. Stiff-arming a defender, pointed on the right side, 15 to the 10.
That's what it's going to be right there. They're trying to grab the ball from you. You can break those tackles. You just got to really hang on to the ball. But it's all on the ball. You just got to really take care of the ball there. Nice one.
We're doing our best when it counts the most, okay?
Open, has the first down at the 40. Brady gives to Bergen into the end zone. Yeah. Touchdown, Patriots!
Let it go, big guy.
Brady pumps, he pumps twice, throws downfield for Gronkowski, he leaps to bring it down, over to the defender, and has it,
Burkett,
speed past the 10, reaches it for the goal line, touchdown!
Great job. Nice job, big time, way to go on third down, way to go.
Go, babe.
Nice job.
Great job. You guys are doing a great job, man, let's keep it up, huh? That's 45 good minutes.
Back corner of the end zone, Gilmore is there, and he knocks the ball away.
Let's keep going.
How you doing,
man?
Great, Tom. What's happening?
Welcome back.
How's
it
going,
baby?
Hey, these are
good. Good job, Rex.
Hey, man, that's the way to come in here and grind it out on the road. It's always tough in the division, always tough up here. The way to just keep grinding. Good ball security. It's a great job offensively, taking care of the ball. Good win. All right, we're moving on. And we are. All right? And we'll move on Wednesday. We'll move on.
Fellas, would have tote that thing, would have run that rock. That's a team win now. Team win. We keep doing that, we're going to be all right now. It's not easy to win 10 games in this league. How do we feel about being 10-2?
Oh, yeah!
All right, time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you. Coach, a lot of good plays in this Buffalo game. They were driving the football, and this is first and goal at the 6, right?
Yeah, this is a big play for us on that first drive. And we have a very athletic quarterback here like Tyrod Taylor who can run and extend plays. You always think about containing the quarterback with the outside players and all that. But really, pressure up the middle is one of the most disruptive things for any quarterback, as you know, and even for a scrambler. So on this play, Alan Branch comes right up the middle and really kind of doesn't hit Taylor, but he pushes Wood into him and I think disrupts the throw a little bit. Our two ends here drop off into coverage, and they're the Bills are trying to run a inside route here, and looks like they're, you know, maybe Jones might be open here for a second, but Lee drops right into the throwing lane. Just about the same time, Branch pushes Wood into the back of Taylor, and Eric Lee makes the interception, big play for us. Get us out of the drive and, you know, save us 7 points.
Yeah, not only that, they popped that in 7-0 right there. It could change the complexion of the game, the way it starts.
Yeah, it was a big, very huge play for us. And, you know, Lee's really done a great job coming in here and picking up things quickly and making a strong contribution for us.
All right, a little motion here with Gronk.
Yeah, to run the ball here. So we kind of motioned away from the over front, ran it back to the bubble side here. Really good blocking inside at the point of attack. Rob, Cam, Shaq Mason coming up here. And then this is Deion makes a really good cut and, you know, breaks the tackle here from Umber and Hyde on the strong safety and is able to kind of get through these two arm tackles here. So really good job here with the offensive line opening up this space, and then obviously a good job by Deion of running and gaining the extra yards on his own, getting through these two. The tackle by Hyde and Umber. And
a little stiff arm right there, too.
Yeah, good finish there on Poyer. set us up in good field position down there inside the 10-yard line.
Ball security this time of year, huge for you. Stress
absolutely
that all year long.
Yes, 100%. That's number one on my hit parade, taking care of the football. And, you know, here's another big play in the running game. This is Rex Burkhead right before the half. And this is a kind of a sweet play with the down blocks here by the three players on the end of the line. That's Shaq Mason pulling around for the corner. So he kicks out the corner, and Rex hits the crease there. Get another good block here by David Andrews on the second level, coming up and cutting the linebacker down there. So really good opportunity for us at the end of the half to change field position, get the ball down. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get in the end zone, but we got that field goal right before the half, make it 9-3, and that was big for us.
But, I mean, even a guy like Cam Fleming there, I mean, you know, Marcus has been out for a while. You've had LeAdrian Waddle, and here Cam steps in. And, you know, we're doing the broadcast, and normally when you call the guy's name, it's usually for a hold or a false start. Never called his name all day, so he had a good game.
Played well. Yeah, played really well.
Good turn down right there.
Yeah, here's another good, you know, another good running play, double team block. And this is a touchdown run from Rex. James Devlin on the kickout block here. So this is Joe Tooney coming through. And Joe does a nice job here. He's really pulling for Alexander in the hole. But when the defensive end Yarbrough kind of steps in there, Joe takes him, takes the first collar like he's supposed to do. And then Rex makes a nice cut back inside here. Good running, finishing the run here on Hyde. And getting the ball in the end zone. So had a couple outside runs, had some inside runs here, had some power runs, double team, kick out play block.
That's Fleming right there too, on the crash down, and he kicks the backer out.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, yep. Cam does a nice job of coming off on Preston Brown.
Wow.
You know, creates some nice space there. Joe Tooney, there's good running lane there. There's the double team block here, and there's Rex into the end zone. So good blocking, good running, good production from our running game against Buffalo. And then just defensively, kind of closing out the game. Again, Taylor, really hard guy to get, very athletic, and made some plays for us against us on extended plays in the game. But here we have a blitz coming to the defensive left there, and get good penetration. Of course, as always, good coverage is the key here. So nobody really open to throw to. Man-to-man coverage is pretty tight. And Taylor, you know, doesn't have a quick open outlet, has to hold the ball. We're able to finally surround them there and corral them and wrap them up. So some big defensive stops for us on fourth down, holding the Buffalo to 3 points. I mean, that's hard
huge
to do.
Huge.
Yeah.
All right, big division win right there. And I know how important those are. Good luck against Miami Monday Night Football.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, there you go. There's the plays of the week. See you next week. All right, Zoe, thank you very much. Joining me now, Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, top of the show, and you know what that means. What does
it
mean?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Top of the show? Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right, Gronk. Let's talk about the penalty. Did he get enough? Was it right?
Yeah, listen, I think we all can agree that what Gronk did was wrong, and I think the punishment suits it. I think one game is plenty. I don't think we have to go overboard here and start talking about the you know, the core values of middle America and what we're going to tell our children. He did something wrong. He certainly was frustrated. He did it. We all saw it. And now he's going to pay for his crime. And that's it. Let's just move on.
That's the way I feel. You know, I think you're accountable for your actions and everything that you do. And he was wrong. He apologized, which after the game, which I thought was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a dirty, cheap player. I think he lost.
None of us.
I don't either.
I think he lost his cool.
He did.
And I'll tell you what. I think you've probably lost it at some point in your life. I've lost it. You've lost it. He's got to be at a higher standard playing for the team. The team's relying on him. So he's got to be held accountable in some form or another, whether that's a fine or a suspension. I think that's where the debate lies. What is the appropriate penalty?
But did he get off light?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I went with my Homer best during the post game, and I was sort of holding out hope that he wouldn't even be suspended at all. But I completely understand why he was. And I look at a lot of hits around the league this year that have been suspendable, and I think one or two things has happened in general. You either got ejected immediately, and if you did get ejected, mm-hmm. that usually got you off the suspension. But if you didn't get ejected, in general, you got a game. So I can understand it. I don't think he got off lightly. I think this is absolutely appropriate.
I don't know how anyone can say he got off light, because what is the rule? Like, what is the standard for things like this? When you see sometimes a guy doesn't even get suspended for something like this. And other times he gets suspended. Sometimes he gets fined. Other times he doesn't get, you know, fined. Like 2 weeks ago, Danny Amendola was on his back. He was getting slugged by a Dolphins player. I mean, did that player get suspended? I know it's different. It's not the same exact thing. But to me, it's so almost random the way they choose to do this stuff. So that's the way I look at it.
All right, guys, don't go far because we'll see you in just a little bit at the end of the show. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access, we sit down with one of the Patriots' newest players, Eric Lee.
Do you have extra motivation going against Buffalo?
Yeah.
And later, a holiday tradition unlike any other.
Hey, go!
Look great.
Thank you, man.
It was good.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. For only the second time since Bill Belichick became head coach, the Patriots will play the same opponent twice in a three-week span. Dan Rhodes takes a look at the latest challenge for the team.
Works his way toward the pylon, into the end zone!
It's a case of deja vu all over again for the two teams that already know each other well, as the Patriots and Dolphins are meeting for the second time in 15 days.
You know, to be honest, you forget a lot about it because you just play the game, and when you don't necessarily talk about what happened in the past, you...
In the past 2 weeks, we've seen quite a bit of chippiness involving the Patriots and their familiar foes, and you wonder if we may see it again come Monday night.
Play the game by the rules. You know, that's why we're out there. That's why there's rules, and we're all aware of that, and we're going to do that to our best ability.
That's important for us. Yep, it's important every week. It's a competitive game. There's a lot of motion out there. Yeah, as a coach, I got to do a better job, right?
Meanwhile, a nice sighting this week on the practice field as Chris Hogan was back out there for the first time in a month. Plenty incentive this weekend as the Patriots could earn another hat and t-shirt. If the Pats win Monday night or if Buffalo loses Sunday to Indy, New England will clinch its NFL record ninth straight AFC East title.
We'd be lying if you say you don't know, you know, what's there. That's the reason we play games, to try to win championships. The opportunity to get to play for a championship is tough.
In their win over Miami here 2 weeks ago, the Patriots had Deion Lewis go over the 100-yard mark, 112 yards rushing on the ground, their first 100-yard rusher of the season. Think about this number. Since 2000, when the Pats have a running back eclipse that 100-yard mark, they're an amazing 46-1. From the CBS scene, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots defensive end Eric Lee, who, by the way, just got here. Has it been a whirlwind for you so far?
Yeah.
What's it been like?
It's been pretty hectic. Not a lot of downtime. Just, you know, a lot of meetings, extra meetings. A lot of, you know, studying on my own at night and in the morning, waking up early and stuff like that. So it's been pretty constant of, you know, just preparation-wise for myself.
Well, all that preparation has certainly paid off because you were getting the job done. Did you feel like when you got here that you would play right away, that they were just, oh, hey, you're in?
I mean, I knew I had a role here, but I didn't know the extent to it. So I just had to, you know, prepare, you know, for the worst and, you know, for the best. So
yeah, just a few weeks ago, you were on the Buffalo Bills practice squad. All of a sudden, you're coming out playing against the Bills, one of the stars of the game. Do you have extra motivation going against Buffalo?
Yeah, it was one of those things just for myself, you know, proving myself that I can contribute. I can make those plays, you know, I can set the edge, pass rush, you know, whatever they ask of me, you know, cover, you know, kicks and everything like that. So it's just a matter of showing them that I'm capable.
When you hear your head coach, Bill Belichick, say, man, Eric Lee, we are glad we have him. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good, on the right track, and my approach is to continue to be constant, you know, with my preparation and just my outlook, you know, like, you know, obviously a great confidence boost and just to channel it the right way.
When you made the play down near the goal line on the interception,
when you saw the ball in the air, did it seem like, I mean, obviously you made the catch, but did it seem like that ball was in the air forever? Or did you just react, you know, right away? Take me through that play.
Yeah, I mean, he was staring me down. So it was just like one of those situations like, will he throw that ball? And he threw it, you know.
Were
and
you
I,
saying that? Dude?
Yeah.
Actually saying that?
In my head I was, you know. And then I caught the ball, and then it was like I didn't have any vision because I got caught and got tackled. But when the ball came, you know, it was all natural from then. So
have you gotten to know your teammates as
yeah.
you go along here?
In these last 2 weeks, I kind of have to, you know, be in a lot of these critical situations
right.
and whatnot. And, you know, learning people's names sometimes might take longer if you're not, you know, in a position to where it's needed. Where
right.
obviously I'm in these positions where I need to know Adam's name. I need to know Kyle's name. I need to know everybody's name just so I can help myself, you know, in the end, help the team, help the defense, you know, execute and whatnot. So, yeah, like knowing my teammates, you know, hanging around them, obviously that's going to happen as time goes on, but just making that extra effort throughout the week.
Good luck on Monday night against Miami.
All right, thank you so much.
You got it. Eric Lee, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Congratulations to Tim Morris of Melrose High School. The Red Raiders won the Division IV Super Bowl by shutting out Neshoba 21-0 last weekend at Gillette Stadium.
But it's nothing like walking around with a Super Bowl ring.
Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Congratulations.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Melrose High School football program in the name of Tim Morris. Congratulations.
This is as much shot, you guys, as it is mine. Thank you.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, another big win for you guys. You're starting to rack them up. Before that Buffalo game, you're sitting there in customary hour and a half before the game, inactives come out. I remember sitting with you here at the start of training camp and talking about roster composition, roster depth. How important is that?
It's really important, and it just goes all the way through from the first week of training camp, even back into OTAs, to into the regular season, guys playing different positions, the seven linemen filling five spots, the defensive rotation. You just never know when you're going to need those, when it might happen during a game. Maybe you'll have a week to prepare for it, but sometimes something happens during the game and you've got to make an adjustment like that. So the time that those guys spend preparing for that all through the year, not just that weekend practice, but sometimes it goes back a week or two or might even go back a month, becomes very valuable.
Quarterback, Jay yeah. Cutler. So that's a guy who was out of football. They coached him to come back. And just watch him in the past, whether it was Denver, whether it was the Bears. This is a kid that's got some raw talent. You know, he could throw it off the back foot. Kind of reminds me of Jeff George, the way he spins it. He could get streaky. What do you see in Jay Cutler?
Yeah, a lot of talent. Very, very good quarterback, very good arm, and an excellent group of receivers, including the tight end, Julius Thomas, and the back, Kenyon Drake or Williams if he plays. So he has great weapons with to throw to at all levels, catch and run players, intermediate route guys, and guys who can get deep. And he can make all the throws. So they're a very explosive offensive football team.
Things have gotten chippy throughout the course of the game, whether it was Miami 2 weeks ago, the stuff that happened up in Buffalo. How much of a message do you stress that to your team during the week to maintain composure moving forward?
Yeah, well, that's always the case. There are always things that happen in the game that are emotional and you have to deal with. So, you know, Rob made his statement. That's not who he is and that's not who we are. And he apologized for it. And hopefully going forward, we won't have any more of that.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from @Larry246. He says he watches football games, sees all these guys, these play callers, and they got these big play sheets like Cheesecake Factory menus. Watching you on the sideline, you got a little golf pencil behind the ear. You got a note card you pull out, kind of charting things down here like my notes. That process, talk about that. And are there, you know, 20 years of Bill Belichick note cards maybe hanging in your office somewhere?
Maybe somewhere. Yeah, you know, and for me during the game, there things happen so quickly, and going from offense to defense to special teams, and I try to know the game plan before the game starts, and so I don't call the plays, so all the things that go with a play call, the formation, the motion, the route and then what the back does and maybe protection call and all that. Like, that all has to be very precise. So Josh or Matt, when they make those calls, if you leave out one word, could, you know, lead to a mistake on the play. So it's very important they get that right. The notes that I make are just a little more game or strategy related, whereas they have to it's a different process for them.
All right, Coach, good answer right there. And if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. All right, you got the Bellustrator later in the show. What are we going to look at?
Well, some very impressive plays in the Denver game last week. I thought that the Dolphins really played well against the Broncos, really dominated the game in all three phases, and we'll see those.
All right, Coach, great stuff. More Patriots All Access later in the show, and, of course, the Bellustrator.
Coming up on All Access.
And Grogan to throw it.
Monday nights in Miami have been memorable for the Patriots. We'll explain. And later, what surprises might the Dolphins have just 2 weeks after their first game?
Denver, and this is all three defensive linemen on one side of the center, so kind of an overload front over here.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new five times champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
To Maggett up the middle, he bursts down and in! Touchdown for the Mighty Mike, David Maggett! Patriots and Dolphins in Monday Night Football.
Brady back to throw, being rushed, going to be hit, fires the ball to the right.
Oh, intercepted! Intercepted by Miami, he just fired the ball off to the right.
Yeah, it just comes down to my decision making, and I made a terrible decision.
The throw looks, fires to the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Miami!
Monday night in Miami, baby.
15 o'clock! It's blocked!
Patrick Chung. The ball is down, the kick is up, it's blocked! Goes over the middle, it's intercepted. Picked off by Patrick Chung, 35-30. Thank you, Patrick Chung. Touchdown, Patriots.
For a second-year guy, I had a pretty good night.
Back to throw, gets rid of it down the field, caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline, he's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown.
How do we feel about a Monday night victory? Oh, yeah.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
For the 24th straight year, the Patriots open their doors to those less fortunate to bring them some holiday cheer. Meredith Gorman was on hand for all the festivities.
Well, the holiday season is here, which means it was time for the 24th annual Children's Holiday Party here at Gillette Stadium.
I knew you were wrecked.
Over 250 children from the Salvation Army had a chance to play games and celebrate the holidays with a dozen Patriot players.
Is that me? No, that's not me.
Crayons down!
What can I say? I'm an artist. I think I got a pretty good Christmas tree.
Some of us think we have real problems. When you see what the Salvation Army does, and I think many of these children were either homeless or foster children, and how lucky we are and how special this is.
Building a snowman right now.
Got any more ornaments?
Baby steps.
Hey,
Joel!
You look great.
Thank you, man.
You look good.
How would this ring look on your finger?
Super Bowl champions, open your rings now.
Win your very own authentic Super Bowl ring. It's the same ring as the team received, with all proceeds going to charity. Go to patriots.com/ring raffle for details.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belastrator. And I was going to ask this guy, Coach Belichick, about the big win against the Denver Broncos, but the Belastrator speaks for itself.
Well, the Dolphins played very well against the Broncos in all three phases of the game, as we'll see, and got off to a good start here defensively. This is Howard over at the right corner making a nice play on the ball here. The Broncos run a little quick play action fake and try to run a quick out route there to Thomas. And you can see Howard does a nice job of recognizing the play. Sees the quarterback, jumps the throw, undercuts the route, 6 points.
So killing right there.
Yep. Great start for the Dolphins in the game. And their corners, Howard, Tankersley, Bobby McCain, Werner, have all played well for him. Pass rush, of course, is a big challenge for us. This front four is very good. They can do a very good job of rushing the passer. They're good power rushers. They run good games. And they're good edge rushers. So they're good across the board. Wake and Branch outside, Phillips and Sue inside. And you can see here just the pocket just kind of collapses. Pretty decent amount of man-to-man coverage on third down. This is their what we call one robber coverage. So everybody's man-to-man. And then they have an extra guy in the middle of the field just to, as kind of a zone player that reads the quarterback and you know, helps where needed. But it just kind of clogs the middle of the field. This is a new wrinkle that they put in last week against Denver, and this is with all three defensive linemen on one side of the center, so kind of an overload front over here, and play the same coverages with it. But you can see this is Phillips in the gap and Sue coming inside. So Sue comes underneath on this, and you see it's a big hit there on a quarterback. Here's that same robber coverage that we were just talking about, so everybody man-to-man. Here's the robber there in the middle of the field. Pressure right in the quarterback's face. There's nowhere to throw. So the third down stop. But very good defensive pass rush team and a good man-to-man coverage team.
A pretty good back right here in Kenyon Drake.
This Kenyon Drake did a great job for him last week against the Broncos. You could see that on this run, what an outstanding run it is. They aren't able to block the safety. Parks drops down in the box for the Broncos. And so the Dolphins they're 4-for-4 here inside. Right there, and here's the extra safety dropping in the box that they can't block. Drake sees him, has great patience, sets him up, jump cuts back inside, and then the line does a real nice job here of finishing the blocks. Drake gets through the line, and then he's a very explosive guy. When he gets space, it's all over. He can really run and accelerate.
He scores on this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Easily, really. Really fast guy. So, a heck of a run by Drake. Great job of using his block in and being patient inside.
Here we go all over again. We looked at this 2 weeks ago, the punt rush.
Yeah, so Feedy is their defensive lineman on the rush. He's a big, strong guy, hard guy to block. And this is a nice scheme that they set up here. So they're in an overload front, and what's going to happen is they're going to loop back here, which will tie up the personal protector, and that means now that they're blocking 1, 2, 3, and the snapper here has to go all the way to the fourth player, and that's Feedy, number 78 right there, which is a tough block. So what will happen here is as the snapper moves over right there, Feedy's able to get on the edge and make the play. Now, the Dolphins rush more than any team in the league, so their punt rush is no surprise. They're going to rush. They have several different ways to do it, but this is really a nice, well-designed scheme where they get Feedy on the snapper. Everybody else is you know, blocking their man. Can't get any help here, and Feedy comes in and just crushes it. So punt protection, obviously key for special teams in general. The Dolphins did a great job with their coverage units, their return units, and blocking the punt.
Always tough playing in Miami. Good luck on Monday Night Football, Coach.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, there you go. There's your Belastrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Back now with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios in the Buffalo Bills game. What did you guys take away from that game altogether?
I thought it was a pretty solid win. I don't think they played their best game. Again, we said a lot of this from last week against Miami, but I thought the way they ran the ball, I thought was very effective. And again, defensively, when you're able to come up with plays in the red zone, now whether, you know, Eric Lee's interception is a play that they made or a play that Buffalo didn't, it doesn't matter. You're able to keep the points down. This is a two-month stretch now where you're keeping teams under 17 points. You're going to win a lot of games doing that, Steve.
Yeah, the good teams find a way to win. Absolutely. In different ways. This was a different type win for them. And I agree with everything Paul said, and I'll maybe shift to the other side. And I would say it reminded me the importance of the offensive line and how that can really paralyze your offense when you have breakdowns like we saw with Nate Solder, Joe Tooney in the red zone in the first half.
Right.
And what could stop this team, big picture, you know, going forward? To me, if the line has a bad day over four quarters, right, they tightened it up, I thought, in the second half a little bit, that could really hurt them. So that was one little takeaway I took from the first half when it was 9-3 at the half, Steve, and it looked like more of a game.
What did you guys take away? I want to talk about the Tom Brady-Josh McDaniels relationship. What did you guys take away from that little confrontation they had?
I'm going to go right back to my homer category. I mean, and I understand we talked about it a lot on our post-game shows, and I really do feel like it's what Tom and Josh both said. It's football. It happens. It's emotion. It's an emotional game you come off. Maybe someone says something to you at the time when you're not really expecting it, and you react a little bit differently. But
Is it fair to say they're the best of friends?
I think they have a tremendous relationship, absolutely. I don't think it's hyperbole when Tom talks about him in such glowing terms, calling him the best coordinator in the business. So I think he believes that. I think he had a great relationship with Bill O'Brien as well. And we saw a similar dust-up, you know, back in the day in Washington. I just think it's football.
I loved it.
You did?
And I did. And it's the same thing we talked about
last
week.
What did you love about it?
It's real. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to be real, uninhibited, no cliches. Don't be a robot. Show me passion. Show me emotion as long as there's respect. Steve, I watched the whole thing through my binoculars as it unfolded, and within like a minute, they're sitting right next to each other going over the pictures.
And they move on.
And they moved on. I want to see the real stuff and the real emotion. That's why I loved it.
How do you see the Patriots matching up against the Dolphins in Miami? And are these two teams the exact same teams that they were here in New England?
Yeah, I mean, you played it was just 2 weeks ago. So,
right.
I mean, the games are in such close proximity. I think that helps a little bit in terms of familiarity. It is basically the same team, but there is going to be one big difference other than Gronk.
And that's the elements?
That's Jay Cutler. And, you know, he didn't play in the first game. Matt Moore did. And the Patriots, I think just the gap in talent here is enormous.
Yeah, I think they're a higher class, the Patriots are. I'm always interested in every decision Bill Belichick makes. There's a reason for it. And on Wednesday this week, he moved practice inside to the field house, turned up the heat. And it's always interesting to me just how they decide to do certain things. I mean, he always practices outside. I think that's only like the third practice inside this year. So the element's certainly a different factor.
Prediction time.
Yeah, I look at this game funny. Before the Gronk situation, I had no fear at all of this game. I do worry about the offense. Now, Dwayne Allen's got a bigger role. Gronk is not there. But I also think at the same time it kind of works as a blessing in disguise for the Patriots because it re-energizes them a little bit. They feel like they've been wronged even though they really haven't. And they use that us against, you know, the world mentality.
Yep.
I think this ends up being, you know, maybe a 27-17 win.
Oh, wow. We have the same score
with the same team.
But let me give you a different point of analysis. Two times to face the Dolphins in 3 weeks, only the second time that's happened in Bill Belichick's tenure, where you play a team that close. You have to go back to 2000 with the Colts when that happened. So I think in-game adjustments are going to be key for both teams, and I'll always, you know, favor the Patriots coaching staff when it's a game of in-game adjustments being a key.
So 10-2 now, they come back 11-2.
Seems like the plan.
We got the big one.
There you go.
We could talk about what Mike Tomlin has been doing for weeks.
And Gronk will be back. All right, guys, thank you. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.